awakens the serpent inside. One, two. Seen a lot of kin folks dying. Had a lot of bills to pay. Lord, I'd give the shirt right off in my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't a working here no more. My woman got left and took all of the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way when I walk out the door. Take this job and shove it.
Regular SOB and the line boss, he's a fool. He got himself a brand.
Bye. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
How's everybody doing out there?
I'm doing groovy.
You listen to ES Beats Oasis. This is our set list. Well, it's mice. I should be clear here. It's the set list I would have.
Yes.
It's not the set list they're going to play. Well, maybe they'll be. I think I might have some things right. But it's the set list I would like as a lifelong fan of the band. Mm. Seen them many, many times. We're going to talk about some of our favorite stories in between sets here. But just we'll kick things off with. So it starts on DJ Adame's birthday, 4th of July,
yeah,
in Cardiff. We will see them in September
in Pasadena
at the Rose Bowl. Very excited for that show. We were on the floor.
So is Sarah Runs in Circles going to Cardiff?
She's going to four, I think maybe five now.
Okay.
I know she's going to South America. She'll get in the chat room and let us know.
I saw her haul.
But yeah, she's going to a few. Yeah, and they've opened this pop-up store in Manchester this weekend for all the Oasis memorabilia. And Sarah decided to buy one of everything, including the cutlery. And, I mean, everything that they were selling. She got it all, which is great to see. I love the track top she got.
Awesome.
But yeah, we're going to be doing our Oasis set list. So if you're not an Oasis fan, tough titties. Or you can just come back when we're back in the studio or listen to another show later in the day. Because we've got some great shows here at RadioValencia.fm, Transmissions from the Mission. Our show happens to be ES Beats. I am DJ ESB. Joined in the studio by the beautiful, the wonderful, the amazing Original Bro.
Hi, that's me.
And it's just the two of us in the studio, even though we've got a house full of people.
Yeah.
DJ Adame has to work today. And DJ Cuna and Charlie are heading to the cinema.
Yes.
And you'll see a movie.
Yes.
The How to Train Your Dragon live action, which they're both very excited about.
Yeah.
So to kick things off there, so there's been a lot of speculation about how Oasis are going to come out. What are they going to start with? Is it going to be Fucking in the Bushes? Is it going to be Hello? Is it going to be Morning Glory? There's a lot of things it could be. I actually don't think it's going to be any of those things. I think there's going to be a video compilation of their heyday, including the fights and the breakups.
Mm.
And it's going to just come into one loud cacophony, and then they're going to come on stage, and then they're going to play Hello. That's what I think. I had a little tongue-in-cheek there at the beginning with Taylor Swift's We Are Never Getting Back Together, because I do think there's going to be something about that at the beginning.
Probably.
And then they're going to come out, and they're just going to play Hello, or at least that's what I would like. And then Rock and Roll Star, which is still, I don't know why they don't do that first. We've seen them do it first a couple times. I think we've seen them now, I've seen them seven times.
You've seen them more than me.
Maybe eight. Starting in 1998, I think was the first time we saw them. We had tickets to see them in 95.
And then they canceled.
And they canceled. Or maybe it was 96. It was when he wrote Talk Tonight. It was the one that was that time. And then we saw them at Bill Graham here in San Francisco the first time. I think we saw them at the Fillmore. I know we saw them at Berkeley. I flew to Vegas to see them.
I did not.
We saw them the next two times they came around. I think they're Bill Graham again.
Yep,
and then saw them. Oh my goodness, was it Shoreline? That was, or was that Noel Gallagher?
I think that was Noel. That wasn't both of them.
I could have sworn Liam was there. Anyway, we're listening to Oasis today, everyone. So let's keep going. I hope you're with us for the long haul. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure there's going to be, for the diehards out there looking at you, Sarah Runs in Circles, there will be an omission, at least one omission, that you won't be happy with, but it's the only way I could get another one in. So, there is a song off their third album that they always play live, and I'm just not a fan. And there's another song off that album that they don't always play it live, and I think it's the best song on the album. So that will come along. But first, I think after Rock and Roll Star, I would go straight into this.
Okay. Toodles!
Thank you.
remember when that came out. It was, you know, in America, they'd already kind of gone off the boil here. They were never as big here, obviously, as they were in in the UK. But that was off Don't Believe the Truth. And I remember when that album came out and that song came out. I was like, oh yeah, this is great stuff. So you're listening to ES Beats, our Oasis set list of our wish list, I guess, for the Oasis set list coming up this summer. In exactly, well, 4th of July is when it starts, and then we'll get them in September here in the States. They're doing a select few dates at all these key places all over the world. It's going to be fantastic, and we're very excited. I'm very excited. And today I'm doing what I would like to be the playlist, the set list. I don't know if we're going to get it. In fact, this next song I'm going to play is the alternate for the opening song, to be honest. I could see them coming out and doing this next one first. But I think they will do it, especially here in the States. It's funny, some of the stuff that will be played here in America and maybe not necessarily in England and vice versa. Because there were some songs that were huge in England, didn't really get much radio play here. And then there were other ones that were like surprise hits in the States that were still big in England because it was all everything they did was big. But it was just not the usual ones. So that last block, we had Morning Glory. Of What's the Story, Morning Glory, Acquiesce, B-side, and also on the Master Plan album. Well, not really an album, just collection of all the singles, B-side singles. And then Lila by Oasis off Don't Believe the Truth. And I am DJ ESB coming at you for the next hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's the first 30 minutes done and dusted. I figure they'll do two off Definitely Maybe and two off What's the Story, Morning Glory to start, and then they'll start digging a little deeper.
How many albums do they have?
Oh my goodness, don't put me on the spot like that.
Well, honey, I feel like you should know.
Well,
this.
I do. Is it seven or six? And the fact that I don't know the answer to that question, Sarah's like shouting at me right now.
I'm sure she is.
I think it's six.
I don't know.
Well, let's go through them. There's Definitely Maybe, What's the Story, Morning Glory, Be Here Now, ooh, goodness, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, Don't Believe the Truth, He's in Chemistry, Hindu Times, seven.
Okay.
Seven.
Let's see what Sarah runs in.
I think I did okay there. I think I'm right. Am I missing one?
I didn't know.
All right, so let's get back to some tunes. Well, first I'll tell a story. So the first time we saw Oasis was Bill Graham in 1998. It was just, it was less than 2 years after we had graduated from university. We tried to see them in university, but we were going to go up to Phoenix to see them, and that fell through. But Steve, my roommate for my junior year in college, he was a huge Oasis fan, and he and I would stay up really late and listen to them really, really loudly on my massive speakers. I had these huge Carver speakers with a massive subwoofer, and we would just blast it. The whole house would shake. And so he became a huge fan, and when we got tickets to see them here in San Francisco, he drove from Tucson in his old, you remember that old car, that old Volvo, where the floor had come off in some places, so you could actually see the... You could see the asphalt of the highway while he was driving.
That doesn't seem safe.
No. He had to keep his left foot up a little bit because it wouldn't fall through the floor. Anyway, he drove up here, and the three of us went to go see them, and it was a corner shop opened for them. And they were amazing, and DJ Original Brewer hated them. And so so Steve and I and Original Brewer, we were down on the floor in the pit.
Yeah.
But I think halfway through the corner shop set, you're like, I can't do this. And you left us and went and sat up in the...
I couldn't.
In the seats.
If I heard that one bloody chorus line one more time, I was like, you need to stop. It was literally doing my head in.
Well, they were
and
so
I love
stoned.
My music.
He was so stoned that he forgot where he was in the song, and he ended up playing it for 15 minutes. And then I think Noel Gallagher came out on guitar to close it out. I remember Noel Gallagher came out playing with him, and I think it was to get
like,
him to stop playing. Because
right
we got a show to do.
This is ridiculous.
Speaking of which, so this next song, I could very well see them with this big video collage and sound effects and everything. I could see this being the intro and them coming out and doing this song live, too. So this could be the beginning, but I think they'll definitely play it, especially here in the States. And if they don't start the show with it, I think this is around the time they will. So, toodles.
Toodles!
I just like the... Yeah, I got a feeling they could have this for the whole intro. Could go on for a long time. Toodles. Do you know what I mean? Hi, how you doing over there?
I'm doing Mayors.
You listen to ES Beats Oasis Setlist today from 2 till 4. That was The Shock of the Lightning off their last album, Dig Out Your Soul. I believe that they will play at least one song from every album, and that's the one I would play off that album. It's not one I would actually play, but it's a mixture of what I want them to play and what I
think they'll
play.
I was just going to say, you started with, I think, more of what you wanted.
It is, but I do think they'll do that one. I mean, you've got to do something off that album, and that's the one I would think they would do. Yeah. Noel Gallagher, he believes the whole body of work is what he wants to represent. So that's what I think, because he's picking the set list. So,
how do you know that?
Because that's what his brother said.
Oh.
Yeah, he's calling the shots. It's funny. I wonder if we'll get the one, what was it, Songbird? Whatever the first Liam song was.
Oh, I don't know.
And I don't think we will, but there's speculation that's. I've seen a bunch of different people's wish lists for set lists.
Yeah.
That last block we had, Do You Know What I Mean? Which could be the opener, and if it isn't, they may not even do it. But Don't Go Away is the one that I think they should play, but I think they'll do Stand By Me instead, which I don't like. I like all of them, but it's just not. It doesn't resonate with me at all. Stand By Me, I feel it's kind of repetitive, and but Don't Go Away is top five Oasis song for me. It's up there with Live Forever, Wonderwall. It's Don't Go Away is probably that's the one I've sung the most in the car with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
When I should be looking at the road.
Yes, please. Actually, now that you've said that.
So this next one is, I think now we're the plane is up in the air. They are at cruising altitude. The concert's been going for just under an hour, 45 minutes, and so the crowd is in the palm of their hand. And I think they're going to go back to their first album now.
Okay.
And it's one of two songs. And I think in England, I think it'll be the other one. I think in England they'll do Columbia.
Okay.
Next. I think Columbia would be the next one. But I'm not playing that. Sorry, Sarah Runs in Circles. Because I'm playing the one that I want them to play instead. Which they could. And they could do here in the States, at least.
Okay. Toodles.
God, I love this song.
Fell from the top.
gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had it down. You now.